Before we get started, I'd like to invite you to join the LeadGen Lab, a sales program created specifically for women of color in the financial industry. Inside of the LeadGen Lab, we are going to teach you the sales and lead generation strategies you need to triple your sales calls and 10x your leads, so you can finally become that financial powerhouse. This is a six-month container where you will get access to trainings, resources, weekly group coaching, and a community of women of color in finance, and so much more. Go to theroshaw.com/lead-gen-lab or use the link in the show notes to join now. I can't wait to see you inside. That's when you can really start focusing on inbound leads, and you can start focusing on, you know, podcast collaborations, social media collaborations, IG lives. But until then, a lot of your bread and butter will be from outbound leads until you have that baseline of revenue coming in. Welcome to the Finance Client Acquisition Podcast, the simple sales systems for women of color money experts. And I'm your host, Ro. I'm so excited today to dive deep into the strategies that have helped my clients book out by mastering their sales skills. So I'm going to go over two very important ways for you to generate leads. So the reason we talk about lead generation in the foundations is because it is the most consistent way for you to get new leads. And they get into two sections. One is outbound, right? This is what I teach you all to start with when you're really ramping up your business. And outbound leads come from social media marketing, like content creation, and then what I teach, which is DM outreach, LinkedIn outreach, and, you know, creating a lot of the sales content through your sales calls, right? Also using an SEO-based platform like a blog, like Pinterest, YouTube, or creating your own podcast. The reason I say this is a staircase is you can constantly climb up the steps and get more and more leads, right? It's very consistent. You know, and you have the power to decide when you want to generate leads, where your leads are coming from. It is all about the proactive pursuit. You're proactively going after leads. Whereas a lot of times in social media or even business, a lot of people will talk about inbound leads, right? And the reason I don't recommend this starting off with your foundations is because it is not consistent. Inbound leads come in waves, right? Sometimes you'll have a month where you'll have a ton of leads coming in from referrals, word of mouth, or you might have a social media collaboration, and the month you do the collaboration and you might not get as many leads, but in 3 to 4 months, that video, that reel gets traction from someone else's Instagram. So that's what I mean by waves, right? They're unpredictable. You never know how high or how low the wave will go. And also this can happen through podcast collabs, right? I'm taking a break here to make a small request. If you're enjoying this podcast, I'd appreciate it if you could take a few seconds to rate and review the show. This will help other people find this podcast and enable me to continue sharing valuable content here. Thanks for helping to make more women of color become financial industry leaders. All right, back to the episode. So I always say you want to focus your foundational lead generation on outbound leads. And then when you have consistent clients, and when I say consistent, I mean you have 3 months of saving in the bank, you are booked out with at least 5 clients, at the very least, that's when you can really start focusing on inbound leads, and you can start focusing on, you know, podcast collaborations, social media collaborations, IG lives. But until then, a lot of your bread and butter will be from outbound leads until you have that baseline of revenue coming in. When you are ready to start pitching, I would recommend that you go and start talking to a podcast host in your industry. So for example, if you're a money coach for e-commerce businesses, you want to reach out to e-commerce podcasts. If you are a money coach for millennials, you want to reach out to a millennial, maybe lifestyle podcast. And the number one thing that is important when reaching out to podcasts is giving people ideas. A lot of times, even when people reach out to me for my podcast, I will reject them because they're not coming to me with ideas and I'm having to do the thought work for them. You always want to think like what's in it for them, right? So whenever you reach out to anyone for any type of collaboration, you want to mention how you can bring something to help them, right? An idea, a concept, something that they haven't talked about in their podcast. So please, if you have not booked out, if you haven't had at least 3 months of savings and business savings, I recommend sticking with the outbound leads. Okay. Talk to you all soon. Thank you so much for listening to this episode. And as always, feel free to DM me on Instagram and subscribe to my email list for daily strategies delivered straight to your inbox. I'm so excited to see you book out and hit those 5-figure months, 6-figure years, and build that 7-figure empire.